Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The cost of health insurance has risen again in the past year. The average cost of a plan now is close to €2,000. Over the last 2 years, the average cost has gone up by €480. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by health insurance expert Dermot Good. Hello, Dermot.
Good morning, Claire.
We've been talking about increases now for quite some time, but this really is heading to a place now, I would imagine, where it's just pricing people out of getting private health insurance.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think this is going to be, I suppose, a real wake-up call for consumers that we're nearly now at €2,000 in terms of the average premium. And Claire, just to put that into context, I mean, the last report from the HIA at the end of December, that figure was 1,740. And when I go back to January 2023, it was 1,448. So we're seeing increases that I haven't seen the likes of ever, to be quite honest with you, like literally 33% of an increase in the last just over 2 years. And I think people can't be surprised at this because of the way premiums are actually rising. I mean, we've talked about average increases of 15% per year. We're now seeing this coming through in the average figures. And without worrying people more, but this is only up to the end of March. I mean, Laya Healthcare had a significant increase on the 1st of April, and Irish Life had a minor increase. So this trend is set to continue. And the other thing that's alarming as well from a market point of view is that at the end of December, the market stood at 2.52 million members. It was the highest number ever. But now, like at the end of March, it's the same figure. So it looks like the market in terms of growth has actually peaked. And what's worrying about that is that if these rates keep going up, you know, the same trend, the same upward pressure, we're probably going to see now the market start to shrink.
Right.
And that's not good news for anybody.
Well, yeah, and that will drive up costs, I'm sure, as well. But is that what you expect, that the increases will continue?
Unfortunately, for the moment, I mean, we see the insurance companies launching new plans now. They know affordability is a huge issue. I see Alea just launched two new plans on the 1st of May. We're expecting more plans, particularly maybe from Irish Life and from Level Health. And obviously, there'll be a response from VHI. So there is going to be more plans coming into the market to try and address that affordability issue. But for people who want to stay on the same plans with the exact same benefits, we're telling people they really have to budget for up to 10% minimum, the way rates are going and the way medical inflation is running. But the other thing, Claire, when I look at that average figure of 1930, like the problem with that is, and really this is a wake-up call for consumers, because if you're spending 1,930 on a semi-private, an average semi-private plan, you're already overspending by about €300. There are some fantastic deals in the market today, probably from the same insurance company you're currently with, for about 1,600, 1,650. So too many people, I think, are accepting these increases. And if they get away with maybe 5 or 8%, they're just rolling over. But when you add it up each year, so anybody listening to this right now who's on a semi-private, an ordinary semi-private scheme, and they're expecting a bill of close to 2,000, you need to make that phone call to your insurance company, because, you know, if you want to spend that level of money, you should be on a private room plan with 75% refund. So there's too many people still spending way too much and still auto-renewing their cover. And that's part of the problem here as well.
Yeah, well, people are nervous, and you know this more than anybody. People are nervous to change their level of cover, particularly as you get a little bit older.
They are. And look, this is a real issue. I mean, I saw the last HIA report where it said that people over 60 were paying on average nearly 50% more. And in fact, that figure could even be higher. I mean, the advice I would give to everybody now is that, you know, forget about this average figure. You need to decide what your budget is. What can I afford to spend? Whether it's €2,000 or €2,500, whatever it might be. And regardless of what bill comes through your door, you need to phone your existing insurance company and you need to challenge them. Tell them your budget is the €2,500. Don't be afraid to disclose the budget and challenge them to find you a similar plan that gives you similar benefits. It won't be identical, but that fits that budget. Mm-hmm. And Claire, people will be surprised. I mean, VHI just launched some new plans back in December, which were, you know, as a response to the new provider coming in, Level Health. But it means people on the likes of the Advanced Care Extra Day Today or the Premium Care schemes, they have new schemes which are very similar, but they're about €400 per adult less expensive. So if you don't pick up the phone and ask that question, you're not going to find out about these deals. And I know a lot of people listening to this will think, I don't want to change my insurance company. But 50% of people, you know, that shop around will get a better deal or an appropriate deal from their existing insurer. So they don't even have to contemplate switching to another provider.
What sort of choices are you seeing people make? I mean, are younger people who might look at this figure at close to 2,000, are they balking and saying, I actually don't need it at the moment, I'm fine and healthy and it's just a cost I can't cover because I'm paying so much for my groceries? Are they people making those sorts of stark calls?
Yeah, those conversations are now definitely happening. I mean, we're definitely seeing an increase in the number of people shopping around, but we're seeing a lot of younger members in particular deferring joining. So they're doing the review, they're getting the figures, and then they're seeing that, well, this is the figure now, but this could be 20% higher in a year's time. And we're finding now they're slower to commit, particularly people under the age of 35, because they won't be hit by age loadings until that age. We're also dealing with families who are now looking at removing young children from their policies, and the HIA figure supports that. It shows that less and less people are insuring younger children. And we're also seeing families, you know, do they continue to insure their 22, 23-year-old because they're healthy? And they have to make those choices if they want to keep, you know, the older parents insured on the appropriate level of cover. We're already seeing that coming through. We're also seeing company schemes looking at ways to cap their healthcare costs. And that means either reducing their cover down or else capping it, putting allowances in place or whatever. So we're already seeing indicators of, you know, that this real, I suppose, pressure, this affordability pressure that's going to impact everybody, whether you're an individual, a family or a business. And what's going to happen now, Claire, as well, and we're seeing this, people are now making other difficult choices. So they're taking extra risks with their cover. So they're taking on higher excesses. They're taking on shortfalls, huge shortfalls for things like hip replacements and knee replacements. And they're also maybe removing hospitals from their plans. So unfortunately, there is no good news in this, you know, at all. I would say to anybody who's on the same plan for 5 years or more, or pay more than 2,000 per adult and not on a corporate plan, or who doesn't have a small excess on their scheme, you know, before you start worrying about these increases, if you meet any of those criteria, you're probably overpaying already by 20 to 25%. So those people might be shocked to see they can knock a huge chunk off their bill to make it affordable for the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah,
but there are some difficult choices to be made.
And we have a listener here telling us the problem is that there are far too many plans. And we've had that conversation, you know, so many times. And this listener says it's impossible to work out the best policy. But where you start is phone your existing insurance company, tell them what your budget is. Make sure you know what's important to you in that plan, whether it's hips or knees or whatever it might be. That's your starting point, isn't it, Dermot? And if you need to move companies after that, you can, but you might need to go to the bother of figuring out all the plans. Get the insurance company to do it for you.
Absolutely. I would say, Claire, to all of your listeners, ignore the number of plans. I mean, 342, there's going to be about another 10 plans in the next 8 weeks or so. Ignore the number of plans. That one phone call to your insurance company, tell them the plan that you currently have. They'll have that already. Tell them your budget and you sit back and you ask them, you challenge them to find you something similar that gives you close to what you currently have, and yeah, tell them what your budget is. And they now have to do all the work. They have to sift through all their plans. And at the end of that process, if you find a plan that suits, and if you just say, look, is that the best deal across all your plans? They have to tell you yes or no. If you subsequently find out that there was another plan that gave a better deal that they missed, you then can go back and you can challenge that because those calls are recorded. And you repeat that process with the other insurance companies if your current provider can't give you what you need. But I suppose the myth with insurance in Ireland is people are afraid to tell the insurance companies anything, like what my existing conditions, what budget I have. The beauty about health insurance, if there is such a thing, is that by telling them your budget, all the plan prices are fixed. So you're not compromising your negotiating position whatsoever. So disclose everything, check everything. You might be shocked at what they offer you.
Right. And listen, we have a listener who rang the insurance company and got the same level of cover for €900 less than the quoted renewal cost. That is extraordinary. So it's well worth taking the time to do it. Dermot, thanks so much. Dermot Good there, health insurance expert. Coming up, the ship in Cork detained by revenue that's causing havoc for locals in Passage West. Plus, author Mancon McGann tells us about Ireland in Iceland and the ties that bind us to our northern cousins.